There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. Machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use that power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks. You're the Corporation Nation. Well, okay, so we're talking about subject matter, so let's define subject, shall we? A subject is an individual matter. That's right. An individual matter considered as the object of legislation concerning the affirmation and a proposition, a contract, that was made. Subject is generally the first word in a proposition. The constitutions of several of the states require that every act of the legislature shall relate but to one subject. Oh, well, they've broken that, haven't they? Which shall be expressed in the title of the statute. Now, unfortunately, that rule has been absolutely raped. I can think of just the medical bill, the That's actually what we should call it, is a medical bill given to all the people in the form of debt. But I mean Obamacare. I can think of 10 things off the top of my head, from health care, of course, to his little private army, to the Dream Act, to all these different things that had to do with the Affordable Care Act that had nothing to do with affordable care or medical or anything else for that matter. So what should it be? This would be the ideal situation. The constitutions of the several states require that each act of the legislature shall relate to one subject only, and that subject should be expressed in the title of the statute. Wow, that would be a beautiful situation. The problem is, there'd be no earmarks then. There'd be no capability to add anything to these bills and say, I won't pass this bill unless you agree to my earmark, which has nothing to do with the bill. Oh, I'll pass this bill if you do this for me, and we've included it in the bill. Okay. We'll call it an omnibus bill, which covers thousands of subjects. We won't put the names of the subjects in the title because the title will be too long. That's reality, unfortunately. In constitutional law, one that owes allegiance to a sovereign and is governed by his laws. Welcome, subjects. Men in free governments. Free governments. Come on, Black. You're pulling my leg. Men in free governments are subjects as well as citizens. Well, okay, so a subject is one that owes allegiance to a sovereign, meaning there is no law above the sovereign. And what's so important about that? That means no God but the sovereign. The sovereign is governed by the laws of the God of the sovereign. So all of us are subjects. So, yeah, when we are subject matter, then, of course, that means what? We are governed by the laws set out. Whether we know them, whether we acknowledge them, whether we can even say or conjure or even print our names, we are bound by them. And this is voluntary, believe it or not. Citizens enjoy rights and franchises. See, we mistake the right to vote as something other than a franchise. It's actually called a franchise, not a right. The voting franchise includes the electors as well. We are voting for the electors to have the capability of voting on our behalf. As subjects, citizens are bound to obey the laws. The term is little used in countries enjoying a republican form of government, which apparently we are not. Basically, a subject is all, you know, the best definition is simply the thing which is the object of an agreement or a contract. Agreement, contract, pretty much the same thing. The thing which is the object of an agreement. Now, remember, folks, these are just words, right? Just words. An agreement, a contract, is what is it? Written words with a signature. That's all it is. Yet we anthropomorphize it into something real. We say, yes, you can take my home that I live in and has all my stuff. Heck, you might as well have a sheriff's sale and sell all my things too. Sure, because that contract that allowed you to monetize me in human trafficking in order to create the money that you're going to give me and then expect me to pay you back, you take my home because I can't pay you in your own money. Sure, that makes perfect sense, right? We are lost. One of my favorite maxims of law, when respect for magistrates is taken away, the Commonwealth falls. Oh, my God! That means a crash! We can't have that! We must get on our knees and lick the boots of our presidents, our judges, our mayors, because those are the magistrates. They're the gods. They're the sovereigns. We must obey them, or the Commonwealth falls! Oh, my God! It goes on, the foundation being removed, which is God, the gods, the foundation being removed, the superstructure falls. If we stop worshiping these people as gods, even when we don't know we're doing so, if we stop calling them sovereigns and giving them supreme power, if we quit saying the Constitution is the law of the land, isn't it funny that the typical Christian is so far enamored with the Constitution that he says the Constitution is the law of the land? That, not the Bible, not God's law, but the Constitution is the law that we should obey, not God's law. But we're a Christian nation. Oh, but if the Constitution subverts the Bible, that's okay. We're a Christian nation. It's okay to go against the Bible in every possible way, shape, and form. We're a Christian nation, right? Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow. I hate to disappoint you, but no, we're not in any way, shape, or form. But we still have to acknowledge who God is, because remember, we're not acting as Christians. We're acting as corporate persons. We are members of the Church of the State. And therefore, we're subject to its laws, not to the laws of God. And of course, we love that because it gives us permission to do everything against the laws of nature and not be responsible for it because we have insurance. So, truth, this is a very important concept, folks. I want you to listen to this because remember, the verdict, never from the judge, always from the jury. The verdict is the dictum of truth. The judgment is the dictum of law. The jury doesn't actually do anything to you. It just tells the judge. And the judge, it's kind of like the electoral process. The voters get together and they decide what is the truth. Barack Obama is going to be president. They tell the judge. We tell the electors, basically. And the electors say, okay, well, the jury has spoken. The idiots have voted for and yet another bloodline president. Every single one related to King John. Okay, fine. Who are we to argue? We created the office. And we've filled it with our cousins ever since. Who are we to argue if the people want the black bloodline guy over the white one? All right, next time they'll probably vote for the woman. So the whole process is no different than the Electoral College. The people vote in a franchise because they think that somehow makes them special. Even though they don't actually vote for president, they hand in and they announce their verdict. It's read on the air. And then the actual voters, the actual electors go and they say, well, we might as well give them what we want because if we decide differently, boy, there's going to be riots in the street. And people don't really understand the process, so we're just going to go ahead and do what the people want, even though their choice was given to them by us. A very limited dichotomy. Their dialectic is completely controlled. So, okay. The people have turned in their verdict. It's time for the electors to do their job and their judgment, and they're going to put the law. The law says, okay, electors have voted for president. And the people believe that they've won a victory. First black president. Actually, it's the first white president with black mixtures. And that's probably not even true. So, all right, we're back to this. Okay, what is art? Art, we decided, was the second person. Art is the principle put in practice and applied to some art, machine, manufacture, composition of matter. Who's matter? Matter are facts, remember. Who decides what the facts are? The jury. So facts are truth. So what is art? The principle put in practice and applied to some art, the composition of matter. Oh, okay. So we're not talking about real matter. No, this is like, it's artificial. Oh! Well, that must be where the word art comes from, right? Art is the first three letters of the word artificial. Well, let's go to Black's first and read what artificial means. Do you remember, folks, everything is artificial. It is in name or word or term only. Nothing else exists in this realm. When you look at a painting, what are you looking at? Paint on a canvas. When you're looking at a law book, what are you looking at? Paint on a canvas. Words, nothing else. Artificiality. What is artificial? Black's First defines artificial as something created by art, by law. Created by art, created by law. Folks, the definition of artificial is something created by law, for God's sake. Why do you think the Bible gets the law, man's law, existing only by force of or in contemplation of law? That is what artificial means. Suck it. We'll be back.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are on the road must have a code that you can live by. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Them on your dreams.
So isn't that interesting? At this point, folks, you can just consider me the operator. I'm the operator. I'm looking at the screen, and I'm seeing the little green letters go down. Just words. I recognize them. I see whatever word means. I get it now. I get it. The words create the matrix. I get it now. I understand. It's just a stupid science fiction look. All they had to do was show the legal dictionary going down the screen, and that makes up the Matrix. Oh, gee, how clever you put it in green hieroglyphics so nobody caught what you're really saying, that it's all about the language. Nothing more, nothing less. What makes up the Matrix in the science fiction realm? Code. Digital computer code, ones and zeros, nothing else. It's just a language. The language creates the Matrix. That's it. Nothing else. It's artificial. It's made of words. What is artificial? It's created by art. You could say the Matrix in the movie, in the science fiction aspect of it, is very artful. It's the closest art to reality you could get. But, I mean, if you think about it, you could be in that situation, in the science fiction situation, you could have portrayed a cartoon world and portrayed a bunch of all the people as cartoons. They'd probably believe they were in a cartoon world. You know, why do you have to make it look so real? Give everybody boobies or other appendages. Why not? Make everybody a hunchback. I don't know. Then everybody would be equal. It's artificial. Now, in real life, again, all that is a legal dictionary going being flashed, legal terms of art going back and forth. Makes up the Matrix. Just words, nothing else. Codes. Uniform commercial code and all the other codes that come from the church of the state. Artificial, created by art or by law. I love it. Everything that's created by law is artificial. That includes you. Existing only by force of or in contemplation of law. Why does police power exist? Why does police power exist? It doesn't! It's a word. In fact, the words actually say that the people have as much power to arrest as the police officer does. But by force or in contemplation, we contemplate that Matrix code going down. Therefore, we believe that these guys have the right to do what they're doing. And then they go, of course, into the legal setting and they say, well, you know, remember, they hate, absolutely despise the notion of anything natural. And again, we'll get to that. When you say the word natural, oh, it repulses these people because they can't control something in nature. They can't control something under the laws of nature because that's the higher law. It's that simple. So they have to put a name on everything. They have to make everything into a word. And then they attach or conjoin the word to the thing. Conjoin the name to the man. Artificial. What is the result of or relates to, according to Bouvier's 1856, the arts? Artificial, what is the result of or relates to the arts opposed to natural? Thus we say a corporation is an artificial person in opposition to a natural person. But wait a minute, a person isn't real. A person is fiction. So when they say a natural person, all they mean is one that's not a corporation, association, etc., etc. In other words, it's an individual. That's it. Something that was created by that thing we will not acknowledge, God, the nature, was created through a natural process. We don't want to have anything to do with that because we can only control things as gods. We can only control what we create in our own hell. We don't want to have anything to do with nature. Get it out of here. But we'll use the word natural. We'll use it as a term of art. And those fools out there are going to know what it means. They think it means the stream going by. Oh, that's not a stream. That's a waterway. It's a navigable right. Therefore, government owns it. You see, they own the description. They own the word. You think you own it. You can't even fish in it without a license. Because fish have names and genuses and all the legal artifices. Therefore, you must have permission from government to fish for the name of the fish. An artificial person is a corporation. A natural person is what you act as Bond and Surety. It is your reputation. It is your numbers, your names. It is everything that you are not. It is everything artificial about you. Artificial accession is the uniting one property to another by art, opposed to a simple natural union. Well, that's describing marriage. Marriage between two persons. Oh, wait, that's not real marriage, is it? Oh, yeah, that's just a corporate contract that lawyers convince women to take advantage of. Screw over the men. Oh, okay. They treat children like property. Okay, that's wonderful. Artificially means technically, scientifically, using terms of art. That's what artificially means. So when you hear a scientist or someone in the law say, well, technically, they're saying, well, artificially, actually, I'm lying when I say that the technical term of this art is this. In other words, it doesn't exist in nature, it is not part of the common vernacular, and unless you know what the hell I'm saying, because you know my language, my terms of art, you're screwed. You see how important words are? Oh, but that's a semantic argument. Whatever, dude. Really? Semantic argument. The only kind of argument in court is semantic. It's all words. You have to know the words, the terms. Artificially, a will or contract is described as artificially drawn if it is couched in apt and technical phrases and exhibits a scientific arrangement. That's all contracts, folks. Artificial person. Whoa, okay, artificial person. Here we are again. Persons created and devised by human laws for the purposes of society and government, as distinguished from natural persons. There we go again. Corporations are examples of artificial persons. God, doesn't this get confusing? So a society and a government, a person created and devised by human laws for the purposes of society and government, is a corporation. Oh, well, that's cities. Yeah, they're municipal corporations. Counties are municipal corporations. Washington, D.C. was made into a municipal corporation. Artificial person. Guess what? Cities call themselves persons. You got to know this, folks. When you're suing a city, you are suing a person. An artificial person. You are a natural person suing an artificial person. It's all still fiction. It's all in name only. There is no city. There is no people. There is no person. It's just belief. Corporations are examples of artificial persons. Artificial persons in Bouvier's 1856, a body of men or company, are sometimes called an artificial person because the law associates them as one, as in one body politic, one person. That's what a city is. And gives them various powers possessed by natural persons. That's right. Corporations are such artificial persons. Corporations are bestowed by God with the same powers that natural persons are. Why? Because they're not natural. It's a term of art. It's fake nature. We'll be back to take some calls.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, folks. Good job to Dan for choosing that song. It was quite well done. Good timing, my friend. So, let me read you a couple of maxims of law, and then we'll get to our call here. In fact, welcome Mike from Minnesota.
Hi, Clint. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been wanting to talk to you for some time.
All right.
I have a question. Now, you speak about corporate courts, you know, administrative courts and all this and that, and that people have a right to or not to contract, right, with courts.
Yes, that's about right. I mean, there's. It's not,
now,
I wish yes was
work,
a simple answer.
The people that work there, from the county deputy, all the way up to the so-called judge, which is just a administrator, they are registered under the State Department as foreign agents. How can they judge us as U.S. citizens when we were born here? We're not foreign agents. When no foreign agents or citizens. And what about contractual fraud? Both parties are supposed to understand all underlined aspects of the contract. Otherwise, it's contractual fraud, period. Am I right or no?
Unfortunately, you know, a couple of years ago, I probably would have agreed with you just on the principle of what you're saying. What happens when you go into court and you say that? See, this is the problem. Now, maxims of law are...
You.
What's that?
They'd blackbag me because I wouldn't be able to shut my mouth.
Well, yeah, and that's but see, that's not...
I'd probably get all the way to the cell.
Right, and that's... Your mouth is your worst enemy is what I'm trying to tell you, because you're going to be speaking to them as if you're speaking to a buddy over a beer. They're not interested in your opinion. They're the opinion makers. They're gods. I mean, they don't care about what you have to say. That's what I'm trying to get across today, is that you're expecting, basically, you're talking to Bugs Bunny and asking him to empathize with you in the real world. He knows nothing but the cartoon world. He's not there to administer your life. He's there to administer your person, your estate. So, When you're saying that contracts, remember, law is artificial in the first place. So when you're saying a contract has specific, I'll put it to you this way. Here's the maxims of law that kind of go against it. Okay. First of all, an injury is not done to one who knows and wills it. Now, if you go and you read U.S. Code, it says very clearly that as a subject, you are bound by taxation, by punishment, by pain, by so many different things. You're bound to the biological weapons program. You're bound to everything that they want to do to you as a person. Right? It's volunteerism. That's plain and simple. Okay? It's just that as a term of art, as a term of the legal language, we have to define what volunteerism is. Volunteerism is nothing more than the fact that you are still appearing in person in a courtroom. Okay, let me read you the maxims. What does not appear does not exist. Okay, if I don't appear in court as a person, I don't exist. My physical body does not literally, it does not exist because I haven't transferred, I haven't appeared in the fiction. Fact not appearing is presumed not to exist. If there's no fact, there's no matter, if there's no subject, there's nothing. The person is the subject. Concerning things not appearing and things not existing, the rule or conclusion, the reasoning, is the same. Something that does not appear does not exist. Period. End of story. A thing which is not made to appear is regarded as if it could not be made to appear and therefore did not exist. Now, you can take these maxims two ways, because remember, to exist in the artificial world, you must take upon yourself an artifice, an art form. You must become artificial, right? Now, one more maxim that totally defeats any notion that there is fraud going on, okay? To know a thing and to be bound to know it are regarded in law as equivalent. Okay, my favorite maxim right here, this explains everything. To know a thing and to be bound by, to be bound to know it are regarded in law as equivalent. My friend, unfortunately, I'm reading out of a dictionary, And I don't know 9/10 of the dictionary, at least. But I'm still required to know because I'm a citizen under that law. To know a thing and be bound by a thing are the same thing. I am bound as a citizen to know their codes. I'm acting when I'm driving my car, whatever I'm doing. If I'm acting in commerce, which most of us are unwittingly, voluntarily, even though we don't know we're doing it. You see what I'm getting at is there is no fraud because we're participating in the fraud. If you go into a courtroom, you say, I am Clint Richardson, or I am Mike from Minnesota with a last name, a surname, and a number, you're already appearing as a fraud. How can you say, oh, well, this is a fraud, especially to a de facto government that rules under military rules and courts? How can you point to the judge while you are acting as a fraud, as an artificial person that gets benefits from that very judge, that very government, very thing that he works for, and then call him a fraud? The very fact that you are in court is a privilege they're granting you. It's fraud. You see, this is why I've given up trying to actually defeat or try and function within this system, because no matter how you look at it, when you start defining all these terms, there is no other way to look at it as unnatural. It is not of God. It is not anything that I want to have anything to do with, because it's all fraud. There's not any way to act in one function within government and say that you're not acting like a fraud. Citizenship is a fraud. That's the hard part to get across to people. But, you know, and without knowing all these terms that we're going over, it's virtually impossible to know, to understand the way the law thinks. You know, how do you understand how a fiction thinks? You don't. Unless you know every single word that it contemplates. And, of course, the judge is the one that's contemplating it. So, anyway, I hope that clears that up a little. There really is no fraud happening when it comes to the generalistic types of things that we talk about, you know? Now, contract fraud between person and person for a job to be done, you know, that's a different ball game. Those are personal contracts. So, anyway, Mike.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to say was, I'll give you for instance, okay, when I got married, we bought our house, okay, and we're all happy, we just signed the check, got the house, and before you could sneeze, the lawyer says, well, here, let me run this down to the county and register, being that nobody at the table other than the lawyer, who never made it clear to anybody, he never did, never will, to his dying day, he will not ever tell anybody what register really means. We were understanding that it was just something you do, you just register, like in the pastor, he's part of it too. When we got married, well, let me go take your marriage certificate and register you with the county. Now, he took part in a fraud. Now, would anybody, anyone in the world, not America, the world, would they in their right mind sign a piece of paper and allow their home to be registered and to become
show me in their terms of art where it says that you have to be right of mind. The fact that you're governed, that you're under government, means that you're non compos mentis. You're not able to think for yourself. The reason you get an attorney, the reason that he did that. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water.
All right, let's be back. So, Mike, I just want to tell you, man, first of all, I love you. I respect you. This is nothing with regards to me and you. I'm speaking to you now as a judge. Someone who administers the law would speak to you. And that's why I might sound harsh, unfeeling, or whatever. And that's exactly what I'm supposed to sound like when I'm speaking as an artificial title, okay, that doesn't care anything about life itself, only about paper and words, okay? Now, the maxim of law, this is what I'm going to consider as a judge, okay? Maxim of law from the Latin. Okay, one must abide by the words where there is no ambiguity. One must abide by the words where there is no ambiguity. All right, now, what does that mean? Let's go look it up. Ambiguity, very simple, doubtfulness or uncertainty of signification from a word's being susceptible of different meanings or double meanings. Words should be used which admit of no ambiguity. So in law, We should be using words, and that's why the legal language is so important to know, because they mean, all words mean a specific thing in the legal parlance. They do not mean the ambiguous term. My name Clint is ambiguous, but my name Clint P. Richardson, not ambiguous. When I add a number or an address to that, I'm done. But Clint itself is ambiguous. You can't prove I'm a this Clint or that Clint. You have to have more information. One must abide by the words where there is no ambiguity. So what did this guy say? Now, he's acting as an agent of the state. You are acting as an agent of the state, as a citizen. You've just bought a home. He did nothing in fraud whatsoever. What did he say? He said, you need to register your home. Okay, I'm going to do that with the registrar. The registrar in law is very simply defined and in no other way is defined, so it's not ambiguous. Registrar is an officer who has the custody or keeping of the register or register. This word is used in England. Register is more common in America. The registrant. Hey, that's you. One who registers, particularly one who registers anything with a trademark, which is your signature, for the purpose of securing a right or privilege granted by law on condition of such registration. All the rights that you get as a homeowner, including paying property tax, comes from the fact that you are a registrant. You've registered your property with the Registrar General. It's like a notary, basically. So you've gone to basically a notary and you've created a document that says, okay, this house is now a fictional title of the house, and I'm getting certain rights and protections from government. In return, I have certain duties and obligations to government. That's all I see as a judge. Because these words that were used were not unambiguous. They were completely defined in law. They were used in the terms of the art of law. Therefore, there is absolutely no reason, according to the maxims of law, which say that ignorance is no excuse, ignorance of the law is no excuse, to know a thing and to be bound by it. So to know the law and to be bound to know the law are regarded as equivalent. So whose fault is it, then, as a citizen who is bound to the law, whether he knows it or not, that's part of the agreement, who is it fault? Who is in fraud? Well, it turns out nobody, because the terms were quite clear. Okay, as a judge, that's how I'm going to see it. You can't come to me and say that registering your property was fraud, because that means that you're guilty of fraud. Why did you do it? You see, this is the problem we have, is that when we go and we talk to the judge, when we go and we consider something as fraud, when we do all these things, we don't consider our disposition. We don't consider our character, our acting job as agents of the very fraud we're calling fraud. An injury is not done to one who knows and wills it. You willed it to be done. You see, so while on a personal level, I'd love to take a rope and go lynch these guys up from the nearest tree with you just so I can see the smile on your children's face. But in the art form, nothing has happened that shouldn't have happened. And that is the point I'm trying to get across today, is that if we're going to play artist, we're going to play in the art, then we have to know the terms of the art, and we can't say that the art is good or bad or indifferent. It's just art. And as long as we're participating in the art, we are bound by it. Period. End of story. It's a voluntary participation, even though because volunteerism, again, is just a term of art. It doesn't mean what we like it to mean outside here in the common language. It doesn't mean the same thing. So it is a voluntary society, unfortunately. So, Mike, I know that's a mouthful, but I mean, that's, you know, trying to look at thing and empathize with the devil is very difficult. It's painful, but you have to be able to do it to understand the judge, to understand the attorney, the prostitute, the pimp. You have to understand from their point of view. It's just their job. They're part of the art. They're playing an officer. So, does that help at all? All right. Well, we lost. But, well, there you go. I don't know how else to explain this, but I do want to make clear here in the last 4 minutes, what is something that is natural. Now remember, law, as we read, art, law, artificial, artifice, all of that is against nature. In fact, art, in Bouvier's, is the power of doing something not taught by nature or instinct. An art to be a collection of certain rules for doing anything in set form. Not substance, but form. Artificial, what is the result of or relates to the art, opposed to natural? Corporation, for instance. Artificial is having its existence. Remember, what is a fictional existence? What is an artificial existence? It's law, it's paper, it's words. Having its existence in any given matter by virtue of or in consideration only of the law. A term of art. A word or phrase that has a specific or precise meaning within a given discipline or field and might have a different meaning in common usage. There you go. I mean, you can't get any more clear when you read the definition of term of art. A word or phrase that always has a specific or precise meaning within the art, within law, within science, whatever, discipline or field, but might very well have a different meaning in the common usage. So Mike, when he goes to the judge and he speaks the common language, the judge is very happy. I mean, you're easier to control when you don't know his language, when you're in his art, when you're in his landscape, and you don't know how to get along. You don't have the right colored paint. So natural, again, what is this thing natural? How do you define natural coming from the fictional point of view? It's, you can't, but they do their best. Civil state, the whole body of the laity or citizens, that's natural. Civil law, in a general sense, the law of the state, city, or county. We're talking about civil, sorry, wrong word. Illegitimate. Folks, how do they define natural? Illegitimate. Born out of wedlock. Do you understand that? Do you understand that that means you were birthed without a birth certificate? That means you're a natural? That's the only way they can define. Well, what does that mean, a natural? It's not good. Distinguished from intellectual and moral philosophy. With respect to the mind or understanding of a man and the qualities of actions. An idiot. One born without the usual powers of reason. A native. An original inhabitant. You think that Native American Indians were idiots? Well, according to government, that's what native, that's what natural means. It means consonant to nature, derived from nature as opposed to habitual or habit or custom or creed, etc., or law. Discoverable by reason, not revealed. Discoverable by reason. Guess what, folks? That's how they define the Bible. If you know the language. Boy. Natural is according to truth and reality. Now, this gives you a new, I'm going to have to ask Daniel about this, because I looked up the word nativity, because nativity is just a form of native. Nativity is something, a state of a place of being produced. Birth. What does that mean? Was Jesus not born into freedom, but he was crucified and became free? Oh. Take care, folks.
With financial uncertainty.